You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hey, everybody, this is Tim McMaster, along with our MLB.com Orioles reporter, Brittany Giroli. And Brittany, just a couple of more weeks until pitchers and catchers are going to report down to Florida for spring training. So we're going to play a little bit of a game here on the podcast this week in a little bit. We're going to call it Orioles Most Likely To, and I'll be throwing out an accomplishment, an event, and it's your job to say which Oriole player is most likely to achieve that event. But before we get to that, the Orioles, when you look at the roster, it seems like there is still some work to be done. Obviously, we've talked a lot about adding a starting pitcher. Things seem fairly quiet on that front. But they also most likely need to add a corner outfielder. When you look at the guys available, obviously they don't want to give up that draft pick. So that kind of probably takes Dexter Fowler out of things. Who's another outfielder that would make sense for the Orioles?
Well, I think when you look at what's available and kind of what they need, Austin Jackson is a guy that's intriguing to me. When you look, obviously he's a guy who profiles mostly as a center fielder. They have Adam Jones, but really you can put Austin Jackson in left or right field, and then you're only platooning one of those spots. I think the biggest issue with the Orioles, and yes, we've certainly talked about the starting pitching, and that's definitely a concern, but the issue last year with the corner outfielders was they were rotating around two spots, and it just got really heavy roster-wise. They had to carry so many outfielders, and they had to designate guys when they weren't doing well. They weren't getting much production out of those spots. So if they can find a hole, if they can find a way to kind of make it so that only one of those spots is being platooned instead of both, I think it could go a long way. And obviously, Austin Jackson is an excellent defensive player as well.
Is that going to be maybe the most interesting thing that people will be following during spring training, the Orioles' plans and what they're doing there in the corner outfield spots as far as how guys are playing in those spots from game to game during March?
I think so. There's a lot of intrigue because they don't know a lot about some of these guys. Mark Trumbo, somebody they traded. Kind of the book on him is he's been more of an offensive-minded player than a defensive guy, but if he gives you the offense, do you take a little less defense in and play him every day? Do you rotate Chris Davis, who's played right field, into the outfield? Maybe give Matt Wieters from behind the plate and put him at first base? I mean, there's a lot of different options they can do, and I know that it was a big issue for manager Buck Showalter last year, not having somebody step up and take that left and right field spot. So, yeah, I think besides the rotation, that's going to be one of the most interesting things to watch, because right now, they've got like 8 or 9 guys entering camp on their 40-man roster listed as outfielders.
All right, it'll definitely be something worth watching during the spring. All right, let's move on to now to Orioles Most Likely To. And like I said, I'll throw out the possible event and just tell me who you think the most likely Oriole to do it is and why you think that. We're going to start with pitching. Who is the Oriole most likely to throw a no-hitter or perfect game?
I think Ivaldo Jimenez, he's done it before. When he's on, he's absolutely dominating. And I think he's probably the guy in that rotation most capable of that.
All right. And who is the Oriole most likely to hit for the cycle?
Manny Machado would be my candidate. Guy who hits a lot of doubles fast enough now that perhaps he can stretch it to 3. And, of course, capable of hitting the long ball. So I think he's a guy who... yeah, I wouldn't be surprised to see that happen.
All right, on MLB.com, we have a thing called must-see, and that's the letter C. There can be must-see classics, must-see catches, must-see clutch performances. And they're kind of above and beyond moments, not just an every-game type thing, but you have a couple a night maybe across the whole sport. So with that explained and the videos we have on the site, the question for you is, who is the Oriole most likely to get a must-see during 2016?
Ooh, probably Manny Machado again, though Adam Jones has his fair share of highlight reel worthy plays. I think just watching Manny Machado every day, you get a little spoiled, but certainly you look around the league, he's one of the more exciting young players to watch.
Yeah, and what we do with the must-sees is you hear all the different broadcasters call of the play, and you get to see all the different highlights. And I think my favorite Orioles must-see was actually Machado a few years ago when there was the runner on third, ground ball to Machado, and he faked the throw to first and then got the player out at third. That's one of my all-time favorite must-sees, and that was Machado. So certainly a good choice there. All right, moving on. Who's the Oriole most likely to hit a grand slam?
Chris Davis has to be the easy pick there. Hit a lot of them last year. Led the majors in homers, and obviously very strong, very powerful, very capable of hitting the ball out of the ballpark, particularly at Camden Yards.
All right, and who is the Oriole most likely to go 20-20 in 2016?
I hate to keep picking the same guys, but I think Manny Machado is a pretty good candidate. As I mentioned, hits a lot of doubles, a lot of home runs, really coming off of a career offensive year. I think the home runs are going to start to go up even more as he grows into his body a little bit more. Jonathan Scope is another guy to watch out for. Doesn't quite have the plus running speed that Machado has really worked hard to develop, but still could be capable just because of how well he drives the ball and how consistently he does it.
Was there a time in Adam Jones's career where you would have said him as maybe the leader for this?
Maybe. Yeah, I think maybe. He still could, and it wouldn't surprise me. I feel like he goes under the radar all the time, among people like me who cover the team every day. But, he's a guy who doesn't hit quite as many doubles, not like Manny or Nick Markakis when he was in an Orioles uniform. The kind of, for certain guys, and I don't know what it is, just really profile it as double hitters.
All right, moving back to the pitching staff, who is the Oriole most likely to have the longest scoreless inning streak?
I think Kevin Gausman is capable of that, certainly, and they're expecting a lot from him to kind of step up, especially because, as we mentioned earlier in the podcast, they haven't really upgraded that rotation. So look for Kevin Gausman to kind of come into his own, and he's certainly capable of doing something like that.
All right, and similar question, but on the other side of the game, who's the Oriole most likely to have the longest hitting streak?
Adam Jones, consistently, I think, when he's on, really can put together some nice long hitting streaks. Machado, too, to an extent, but I'm going to go with Adam Jones for this. I think we've picked Manny Machado enough.
All right, next one is, who's the Oriole most likely to get ejected? Now, the easy answer here is Buck Showalter.
Yeah.
So I'll give you that, but can you give me a possible player as well?
Oh, I don't know.
That's tougher, I know.
If they had still had Mark Reynolds, he was a little fiery at times. Buck is the easy one. I'm trying to think. They haven't had too many guys ejected. Most likely to be ejected player. It would have to be something pretty serious, I would think. Maybe a guy like Jones. Machado has shown a little bit of a temper before in the past. Those would probably be two of the more likely guys, I think. There's just a lot of pretty conservative, mild-mannered guys in there. So, yeah, Buck is the easy choice, and you took that off the table.
I like the choice of Jones because you think of a leadership guy who maybe in a particular game, end of a road trip, team's kind of in a lull, maybe wants to set a good tone and get guys fired up. Who knows?
Right.
So I like that choice of Adam Jones. All right. Who is the Oriole most likely to lose a spot in the starting rotation? And this is tough for the Orioles because right now, I don't know if we know who that fifth starter is to begin with.
Right. So that would be the easy choice. But I'm gonna take the harder road and pick from the four guys who project to be in that rotation. And I think Miguel Gonzalez coming off of the injuries and, things like that, he's probably one of the more likely guys to be taken out. But they're not really in a position to be taking guys out of the rotation, so I think it's going to be a much longer leash than maybe other organizations would have.
Yep, fair answer. Who is the Oriole bench player most likely to earn a spot into the starting lineup?
That's an interesting one. There's some interesting guys, some X-factors. I think maybe Nolan Reimold is a guy that people have kind of overlooked, a little older, I think 32 now, right around there, dealt with a ton of injuries, but always consistently had some of their better at-bats, really high on-base percentage guy. Really could be, if he gets hot, a huge addition for them. And we talked about somebody seizing the corner outfield spots, and certainly is within his capability to do something like that.
Yeah, and it absolutely makes sense that it would be one of those outfield spots that would be the spot that happened at. All right, we're going to finish up on a lighter note, Brittany. Who is the Oriole most likely to walk out to Justin Bieber music?
Oh, walk out to Justin. Whatever I say, somehow going to get back to them. They're gonna kill me. Justin Bieber. God, let me think. I guess maybe one of the pitchers, as a joke. I could see a guy like Chris Tillman doing it. Maybe Brian Mattis, if they allowed release pitchers to come out to specific music. Maybe one of those guys. But I don't know who is a big Justin Bieber fan. I know that Nolan Reimold has taken his family to Bieber concerts before, so he could be another candidate, but he's not a pitcher. So maybe Chris Tillman or Brian Mattis.
There you go. And a guy familiar with the Biebs' music is a good choice as well. So that was a good one. All right. That is going to wrap things up for Orioles Most Likely Too. And that's going to do it for our podcast here. Brittany, thanks a lot for joining us as always.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.